Well, guess what, guys? Guess what? You're not going to believe this. Okay? You're not going to believe this. And I'm only seeing what was on the screen with no audio, but we've got these terror attacks going on. Big time terror attacks going on. Orlando, Turkey, San Bernardino. I mean, list goes on and on, right? 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 Right. And there's breaking news that the Defense Department is going to announce something. So what are we thinking? Are we thinking more troops? Are we thinking strategy? Remember, Obama said this is the JV team. What's it going to be? What's the big news? Inquiring minds want to know, what is the big news? Ladies and gentlemen, Ash Carter is delivering a speech. And the big news is not more troops, is not a change in direction of how we are handling ISIS. No, 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 no. No! No. The big news is transgender troops may now serve openly. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah, ISIS. Take that. Huh? Take that, you terrorist scum. You're going to be seeing a lot of Caitlyn Jenners, baby. Yeah. The Pentagon drops the ban on transgender troops. Snap. Huh? What do you think of that? You thought troops? Please. Thought strategy? No way. We just did the ultimate. Huh, terrorists? We just did transgender troops. Woo! You're in big trouble now. Huh? Take that. You go, Ash Carter. Yeah. All right. Ash Carter, he ain't messing around. Obama, they're not messing around. Ash Carter. Snap. The Pentagon drops ban on transgender troops. Boom. Hell yeah. I'm excited. Very excited. I'm going to have a whole sissy boy army. A whole bunch of sissy boys. Get you sissy boys. Yeah. And they won't have, you know, the whole bathroom thing. It's not like they're going to have to just going to bat. Everybody can use a bath. Everybody uses showers. Transgender ban is lifted. Yeah. Here now. That's the breaking news. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't push the buttons. I'm glad I didn't push the buttons so we could go live and listen to Ash Carter's breaking news. Ladies and gentlemen, we are doomed. You realize that. We are doomed. And I'm not saying we're doomed because Cross-dressers are now being able to openly serve in Midland. Who cares about that? We're doomed because this is a high priority. This is breaking news. This is something that the defense secretary and the Obama administration decided they had to have in the wake of all of these terror attacks. Like I said, not a change in strategy of how we're dealing with ISIS, or that we're going to send a couple thousand, just even a couple thousand, like a handful. Okay, not 10, not 20, but you know, we're gonna send 5. We're gonna send 5,000 troops. We're gonna send 5,000 of our baddest, nastiest, just rah-rah troops. Like our guys, they're like the elite of the elites. We're just gonna send 5,000 of like American snipers, okay? So we're gonna send 5,000. You know those Marines. Those Marines that will like kill you with their bare hands and just like rip you apart. They'll like literally rip you. They'll take your arm and they'll just rip it off. Just 5,000 of them. 5,000 of them would equal 25,000 regular troops. So no, that's not the announcement. The announcement is the ban on transgender troops is done. I mean, that's why we're doomed. That's a priority. Like Obama and Ash Carter, they're all sitting around going, what do we do about the Turkey bombing? We got Orlando, now we got Turkey, we got the 4th of July coming up. Oh man, this is so bad. What are we going to do? And Obama went, lift the ban on transgenders. Excuse me, Mr. President. Transgenders, you know. Caitlyn Jenner, you know. Let's drop the ban. Let's let them serve in the military. I'm sorry, Mr. President, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but what? I still ask, do I got to get Joe to come in here and maybe rub your shoulders? What don't you understand? I thought you said, as a response to the terror attacks, to lift the ban on transgender troops. Did I hear that right? Yeah, Ash. Yeah, you did. Let's lift the ban. That's what I want to do. I want you to go out tomorrow. I want you to say, hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. We're lifting the ban. All transgender. All guys dressed as women, they now can serve in the military. That's what can do. That's what I want you to do, Ash. Is there anything else? Are we then? Do we have a transgender like brigade? Like is this part then? Am I then saying the ban is lifted, and in turn we are sending 5,000 transgender troops to fight ISIS? Nope, I don't got that plan. Although, do we got about 5,000 transgender troops? That'd be a hell of a march, you know, watching them march and do their thing, you know. Probably real exciting there, Ash. But nope, don't have that. Just that's the policy. That's what I want you to do. Just go out there and drop that ban. Drop that ban. All right, Mr. President. We're doomed, ladies and gentlemen. We are doomed. We're doomed. That's the strategy. That is how we're going to defeat ISIS. We're going to just bombard them, not with bombs, not with bullets from machine guns. No. We're going to get ISIS. We're going to overwhelm them with sissy boys. Sissy boys. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah. I love it. Oh, God. We're doomed. We are doomed. Just doomed. We are doomed, and we are. The implementation will begin today. So it's not even something that they're going to phase in. I mean, it today. Ash Carter said, today. When will transgender people be able to serve? Today. No, I get it. You're making, no, today. Right now. If you're a dude with a wig and you want to serve in the military, you go right now, today. I get it, Mr. No, you don't get it, today. All right? Not only is the policy being talked about in this press conference today, but it's in effect today. Okay? Put a wig on, run to your local recruiting office, and say, hi, my name's Bill. I'm transgender. I want to serve today. And they will sign you up. Okay? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Carter. Today. So that's what it says. The little headline ticker says implementation will begin today in quotes. Today. Give me a sissy boy. Today. Today. I want it today. Today. If we see, here's the thing. If there was more, well, there's not even more. There's none. If there was a Republican, a conservative, a right leaning network, okay? A right leaning network that produced comedy and variety shows and just was ABC, NBC, CBS, Comedy Central, HBO. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But we don't have anything like that. But if we did, you can make a great you know how many great spoofs and just all the things that the left does to us Republicans, us conservatives, us on the right. See, I say all those labels because, you know, some of us are Republicans, some of us are conservatives, some of us are just on the right. Some of us have more conservative views than others. But if we just had something where we could go after the left like they do to us, man, this would be a great bit. You know those commercials for the military, you know, the few, the proud, the Marines, and they show like the evolving faces of the military. You know, they got various commercials. They got commercials where it shows the military from, you know, the World War I and World War II, just the evolution of our soldiers. They have that, then they have ones where it's like a Marine, you know, or you know, Navy, Army, Air Force, you know, and then it has like the face of, man, you could do a great evolution where you're just seeing these soldiers with the gritty, that look, that America, yeah, you know, that I'm going to rip your head off, you terrorist F, and I'm going to, and then the last shot is just a dude in makeup with the nails, and he's just kind of like giving a kiss to the camera and like that. He is, and that, you know, it ends it, the evolution of the Army under liberal America. And he winks at the camera, and it's just this ugly, let's face it. I have yet to see a transgender who was attractive, or as they would say, passable. Remember, there's a difference between transgender, she-male. Remember, she-male is somebody that's gone through the entire process, except they still have the, you know, the junk. But I mean, they take the hormones. They do everything to make themselves look and sound like a woman, except they have, you know, the sausage. Transgender is somebody who identifies. So transgender is somebody who doesn't take hormones. Now, I'm sure there's some that do, but for the most part, it's just somebody who puts on a wig, puts on makeup. They identify. They identify. Now, I'm sure I'll be getting emails from people who are like, you're so wrong. Okay. Either or. I've yet to seen anybody that's considered transgender that I go, oh my God. Oh my God. They are just so beautiful. Most of the time, the ones that fool you are the ones that get the entire sex change. You get the whole thing. You know, those pictures we see, and they go, this is a transgender. What bathroom are they supposed to go to? Most of the time, you're talking about somebody that's made that leap. That they've had surgeries, they've had, you know, doctor visits. It's not just a dude throwing on a wig. But that's technically the transgender, I identify as a woman community. We got it. There's like two or three transgenders that are in our neighborhood that you see out on, like, they live in our neighborhood because I see them. And this one dude is, like, really just ugly as hell. there is no, oh, that's a lady. Is it? I don't know. I mean, it's like, wow, look at that dude with a wig and a dress. So that would be a great skit. This ugly dude with a beard, a wig. Few, the proud, the transgender. Mwah. He's like, yeah. ISIS, we're coming for you. Ay, ay, ay. All right, I gotta go. It's starting to get hot in the studio again. I'm starting to sweat. I'm starting to die. Hesh Carter's taking comments, or he's taking questions. They don't seem to be asking too much about the whole dudes with boobs. Eshkar is like, the Russians haven't done what they promised in Syria. They promised. They promised us. Imagine, we're telling the press that somebody's not doing what they promised. They promised. If I recall, I thought we were supposed to, like, bomb the hell out of Syria a few years ago. If Assad crosses this line, we're gonna take you out. Well, I just crossed that line. What are you gonna do? Nothing. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'm gonna lift a ban on transgenders serving in the military. Okay. All right, I'm done with the transgenders. Jeez. I really am. I'm done. I'm bored of transgenders. Maybe we'll talk about transgenders tomorrow. I don't know.